What's up, Seven Figures Nation? Welcome to today's episode where we bring you the tools, tactics, and the experts to help you build a seven-figure empire. Join the 5% of entrepreneurs that generate seven figures in annual cash flow and profits. And today's guests are going to give you an amazing roadmap to success. We have Nancy and Paul McKitty. They are the apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. I have to mention they have over 5,000 units and doors, which is absolutely extraordinary. And they are into teaching real estate entrepreneurs how to raise more money for their deals while guiding them toward building wealth, achieving financial security, and leaving a lasting legacy for family. Ladies, welcome.
There are over 32 million businesses in the U.S., and over 90% of them will never break seven figures in annual sales. So how do we as entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs break into that seven figures club? This podcast will relentlessly share the secrets, strategies, and tactics I've used to create three multi-seven figures businesses and bring in even more successful entrepreneurs than me to share their inspirational stories and tactics to success. You can create your dream business in life right now. So buckle up and let's go.
Welcome to the show.
Yay! We're so excited to be here. Thank you, Legal, for having us.
Thank you, Nancy. Unbelievable, incredibly. For everybody listening, the Kitty Sisters were scheduled to be on the Seven Figures Club podcast before I went to our Inner Circle Mastermind in Boise. And lo and behold, there's Palmy. Palmy was in the same group with me. And so it was awesome hanging out with just such successful entrepreneurs like Palmy and so many others. But how was it for you, Palmy?
It was amazing. I actually was bragging about you a little bit when I came back with Nan. And so when I saw him, I'm like, hey, I know him. I'm like, you know Leo? Oh yeah, my God. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
Unbelievable. So when we start these shows, we'd love to find out more about the guests that we've got and the background. And obviously, there's so many entrepreneurial opportunities out there. But what was it for you two ladies that led you to say, you know what, I want to go independent. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have control. Because obviously, a lot of people think entrepreneurship is more risky. I would say it's more risky not going into entrepreneurship. But what led you ladies to have the courage to take the path and do the amazing things you've done?
Paul, you want to answer this?
Yeah. So long story short, prior to multifamily apartments and real estate in general, we were in the fashion business. So we at that time had absolutely no knowledge of multifamily, didn't even know that it was something that regular people can invest in. We thought you had to be uber rich to do so. So in our fashion business, we were manufacturing a lot of like really beautiful clothing for biggest brands in the country, in the world. And wow, we were doing really, really well. But unfortunately, out of the blue, one day we heard that our biggest client was shutting down not all their stores immediately. We had millions of dollars of POs out, existing orders. Immediately overnight, 95% of our business disappeared. Just like that. Oh, we weren't prepared. Gosh. We had no backup plan.
And we only have one source of income.
And we were our family, like our big family source of income. And so at that point, we needed to pivot really fast. And part of the thing that we probably is our superpower is like when there's ultimate leverage points where you have to pivot, we can pivot really fast because we don't think about like what's behind us. There's no cushy savings account to rest on, or there's no family who can support us. So like, it's like, you know, jump and survive or die. Like there's no other option. So Nan happened to come upon like a real estate seminar.
We kept on doing research.
And then she came upon a real estate seminar. We started doing a couple of flips in Los Angeles because that's where we live. But then ultimately we're like, man, this isn't work. Dealing with contractors, dealing with the city permits.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And I was like, I'm not into this. She then learned about multifamily investing passively. So we started passively investing in deals. Yeah.
So we got introduced to multifamily and got involved as passive investor, which we super, super love. Because we're like, is this really true? Like, we don't have to do the landlording stuff. We don't have to deal with tenants. We don't have to do any fixes ourselves. So we got so addicted to that. We keep on investing. And boom, like we keep on getting K-1 with like a negative loss. In our world in fashion, we were like, wait, this loss must be like...
Most people may not know. Basically, we were getting a lot of tax benefits from our investments. But the problem is, at some point, you're like,
We ran out of money.
We ran out of money to invest in these
because
deals.
We don't have our fashion business job anymore. So we're like, we love this, but how do we do
how
more?
Do we continue to participate in multifamily? Yeah. So that's when we shift over to the active side. And ooh, sorry about that.
That was the shift right there.
That's a shift. So basically on the active side, we were like, we live in Los Angeles. We learned that like, hey, we can't invest in LA because it's not landlord friendly. All the other areas we want to invest in. The thing is like, when we started, we're like, I'm not going to be the expert. I'm not going to be the person who knows everything about apartment. How do we join really great teams that already have an established track record, who already are in the Dallas market, in the Phoenix market, in the, all these awesome markets. So we're like, okay, what are all the buckets and what are their needs? And we came up with, hey, we'll be the fundraisers. We can do the capital raising. We live in Los Angeles, though we've never done it. And we decided that was something we're going to try to pursue. So that's how we got started.
Incredible. I just love that you pivoted and you didn't mess around, right? Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we come into some adversity, some difficulty, and we feel sorry for ourselves. And then we just don't take action while we're complaining and whining and feeling sorry for ourselves. I just love that you took action, you pivoted to prosperity, and you went all in with researching. Where are the solutions? How can we, you know, join something that's growing? What led you to believe that that multifamily and real estate was going to be an opportunity worthy of your time to pursue?
Well, it was really easy choice for us because when we were in fashion manufacturing, we started seeing jobs being outsourced, like from one country to the next. So Pam and I get together and like, okay, we need to do something where it can't be outsourced away from the US where we're at. And shelter is the one thing that even AI or anything can outsource it. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we're gonna decide on real estate. And when you ask us why multifamily, well, when we start passively investing, we just love how, you know, it totally fit our like mantra of life where we care about our time, we love our lifestyle, we love the benefit of multifamily, like all the tax benefit, all the cash flow and how it grow our wealth. We just don't want to do the nitty gritty stuff and get our hands like, you know, dirty with the hammers and, you know, the paintbrush. So we're like, there must be people like us who love investing in multifamily, but just didn't know that regular people, ordinary people like us have access to it. And honestly, it's way cheaper into like investing in multifamily as an LP, limited partner, passive investor, than buying like a single family rental, you know, in like Los Angeles or even in like, you know, like upcoming areas that we thought, oh, we must invest there. We must need a lot of money.
Yeah. And so,
let me ask you a question. So a lot of people are familiar with like flipping and, you know, you buy and you fix it up and then you flip it and you make a profit, or you know, buy a four unit property and you rent it out and you make a little bit of difference there. But a lot of them are not aware of how passive investing works with multifamily. How does this work?
Yeah. So imagine that. If individually, so for context, we're buying like $70+ million properties at this point, almost 80, wow. $90 million properties.
Yeah,
so
the last property we purchased
$77 million. So individually, none of us can afford to buy that property. None of us can get that loan for that property. However, if we pull a whole bunch of people who love multifamily, but don't want to be a landlord together, the passive investors, along with us, go in and buy these properties. There's two sides to an investment. The active side, Nan and I are considered the operators. We run the day-to-day, manage the assets. And then the passive investors, their job is to identify the property and the operators who they love and believe in, the team, and they just put their money into the deal. And their job is to sit back and let us do our magic. We work the property 3 to 5 years, we sell it, and then that's how they get the big exit.
Yep, and that's exactly. They make profit without, you know, doing it, actually doing the work.
And so you can become a passive investor in these massive, very successful apartment complexes, but instead of you having to come up with, you know, tens of millions of dollars for the down payment and whatever rehab you need to do, you can just put in maybe like $100,000 or something like that. And now you're earning this passive income and you don't have to do any of the work.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Leo. That's how easy it was. That's why you could understand why we're so hooked into it, because that's how we got started.
Yeah.
So what makes multifamily a better investment than other areas of real estate? Obviously, a lot of people have seen what's happened in the office market and all these big buildings and they're empty. But Tell us about why multifamily is such a safer investment.
So the key point is what Nan said earlier is basically it's a fundamental human need. After water and food, we need shelter. When COVID happened, they didn't say shelter in place at a warehouse, shelter in place at your office. They literally printed out billions and billions of dollars and said, don't do anything. Don't go on the street. Just go stay at home.
Yeah.
Right. The whole world. It's been a case study of why shelter is so important. The other thing is, specifically in the United States, depending on what report you read, it's anywhere between 3 to 4 million housing shortage. What? I think you mentioned five. That's literally how much housing shortages there are in the country. And so if we're not that smart, we just follow what the experts say. If it's basic econ 101, supply and demand, go where there's a shortage, own the asset that people have a high demand, but there's not a lot of, and then you can raise prices incrementally based on the market conditions. Office was great until no one leases an office, no one goes to work. But that hasn't been the case with multifamily. If you look at the type of properties that are doing really, the type of real estate assets that are doing really well right now, it's multifamily. Like there's some low, like we're in some sort of weird economic times, but it's still performing. Most properties are still doing really, really well. And the other one would be like retail. And there's not that much like large retail to purchase. They don't build them anymore.
No question. So something I just want to highlight with everybody that Palmy just made a great point of, there's literally not hundreds of thousands, not 1 million, but multiple millions of housing units that we're short as a country in the United States. And that means, you know, as the population continues to grow, that number is only going to become worse. And so there's not enough supply. That means demand is going to increase. That means over time, rents are very likely to increase. And there's so many benefits to multifamily that everybody doesn't understand. I think a lot of people think, okay, I just put it in and, you know, maybe I make some rent payments, but there are a lot of ways that you actually earn and win with multifamily. What are some of those additional ways other than just the monthly rent?
Yeah, obviously you've done your homework. So like the big chunk of how we earn income is through rental income. Now there's a whole bunch of other income potential depending on the property. Some of the most basics would be some of our apartments have garage units, detached garage. We rent those out. There's extra fees. We have washer and dryer hookups in every unit. We can charge them to rent out washer and dryers. Maybe it's $50 per month per unit. We have technology package, like for several of our apartments, we have ADT who comes in and install a security system and a fob lock so that each unit then has to pay an extra fee. And it sounds like even cable internet packages. And it may sound like, hey, we're tacking on fees, but some of these things actually cost way less because we provide it. For instance, internet and cable in some metro, like for instance, Phoenix, we've done some studies. If they go out and shop like Charter or whomever, it may be maybe $150 per month. With us, higher tier, faster internet, higher cable channels availability, maybe $85. So it's a win-win. Wow. So we buy that per unit for about $40, and then we get to charge whatever upside we want. So typically we go around like 80, 85, 90, depending on the area, where they would have had to pay 100 plus. So they're already saving like 40, $50 with us. We also make that money as well.
Huge. And then now you mentioned something really important. You get a K-1. You might actually have a bunch of money that you made on rent, but then somehow you don't owe on taxes. How does that even happen?
Yeah. So
that's the magic.
So like Nance, maybe share legal how much we've saved people in taxes in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So in our last 5 years, we have saved people over $93 million. That's $93 million dollars
in taxes.
In taxes, just by investing in multifamily apartments. Yes. And how does that work?
Basically, there's some government studies that says that, hey, the value of the building deteriorates over time. And somehow, I'm not a tax expert, but basically they decided that like from apartments, we get to take out any depreciable value, the building, the anything that's not land, and push all that into the first year of ownership. Essentially, in today's market, just think about it this way. If you invest $100,000, you're more likely to get about 50% of that back in K-1 loss. It's paper loss. Like Leo said, you're collecting checks every single month. People are paying the bills. But in the eye of the IRS, the building lost value. And so therefore, we get to take that and apply it to our tax scenarios
And yes, and we get to do this because if you can think like taxes are just like series of
guidelines, roadmaps
of what the government want us to do, right? They want us to provide affordable housing. If they want us to send kids to school, they just encourage us to do certain things, and just us as good citizens, we just follow what they want us to do. They're like, hey, we want you to help us provide like good, clean, affordable housing for, you know, our citizens. So that's what we just do. Yeah.
Hey, hey, man, just amazing. All the tax benefits that multifamily can provide you with. And then on top of that, you know, over years, you're paying the mortgage down. And so now you owe less. And eventually, you know, if the whole group decides, the operator says, hey, it's a good time to sell, now the property value is probably increased. And it's just a win-win across the board that you're winning because you're paying the mortgage down. The property's increasing in value. You've got the depreciation, tax benefits. I mean, it's just so many ways to win. And that leads us to the next question. Is there actually an opportunity where somebody who's listening right now can say, wow, that sounds amazing. I wonder if I could do something like that. I wonder if I could learn how to raise capital, put a fund together, and maybe follow a roadmap for success that you ladies have already built.
Wow, you just like perfectly stated. It's like, you know, leveraging the right things to do to make just to grow wealth for everyone, right? Think about it. Like you could be finding a great deal, but if you don't have the money to fund it, you have no deal, right? So,
So basically like that's been our whole thesis from the start. Like I mentioned at the beginning, we decided, hey, capital raising will be something that we can figure out. We can learn how to do Excel spreadsheet, financials, all that, but you need to have specific relationships with brokers to win deals. And day one, we didn't have it. At point zero, we didn't have that. Today we do, but back then minus 300 million, we didn't have that. But what we did have is, let's go figure out how to raise capital. At the beginning, it was very difficult. We didn't understand how to the process. We didn't have rich friends, rich family to
we don't have a
into.
System.
We didn't have a system. But today, we now have a very predictable system that we have created over the years, perfected, where we've gone on vacations and we needed to raise money. But we do a webinar and we leave. And then by the time we get back, we're completely done fundraising. And that's just to go to show you that like there's billions and billions of dollars right now in the US. Like, don't listen to people who say like, hey, no one's investing. Maybe no one's investing with you today.
Yes. If like there's so much money out there, if you don't get people to invest, maybe you have a lead generation problem. Or if you have the leads, but they're reluctant to invest with you, maybe you have an authority problem, right? Because they don't see you as a leader in this yet. They're like, okay, you're a doctor, you're a dentist, you're good at that, but you're not, you don't know how to do real estate yet. Or you don't have a scalability system where instead of doing one-to-one like raising, like it's you actually have to, you know,
you get to do one-to-many.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing. To have a system put together to be able to raise capital like that and to be able to put these funds together and be able to tackle these properties, like there's just so many. That's not an easy skill set or roadmap to learn how to do it. And the fact that you ladies have put together a system, exactly right. Everything in life is a system. And when you have the system in place and it's proven and you've figured all the things that can go wrong, it just your odds of success increase so much substantially. So I'm pretty certain at this point, most people are listening thinking, well, great, how can I learn more and look at how maybe I could do this?
Yeah, so we've been asked over the years, like, hey, do you teach this? Can we learn from you how to do all this?
Please.
And like, we were like, at the beginning, we were reluctant, not because we didn't want to share the knowledge, but because it was a system in our heads. And so we were like, how do we teach this to someone else? I mean, in the last 5 years, we've raised $130 million. So we figured, okay, so in the last few months, we went reverse engineer everything and we set out and we wrote out, hey, what do we do? What are the exact system that we use? And since then, we've launched our own Raise More Money challenge that actually teaches people how to raise money, not just for real estate, but they can also use these exact same skills for businesses as well.
Oh, incredible. So if you need to raise capital for, you know, a technology company or a manufacturing company, and like you said, that's what I love about your story. Like, you ladies didn't come from some super wealthy, rich family. Yeah. Like, you went out and you hustled and you learned how to do this on your own. And so for anybody listening right now, you have the opportunity to raise capital for real estate investments or other business opportunities. And instead of you going out there and hoping you can figure it out and probably failing, Now they can actually go through this challenge and learn everything. So this is not a passive podcast for action takers. What's the action that you can take right now to get access to that challenge?
Yeah, go to raisemoremoneychallenge.com. raisemoremoneychallenge.com and just register. We have an upcoming challenge that's going to push you beyond your comfort zone, but it also allows you, like, that's where growth happens. So nothing's passive about what we do. It's easy, but there's a system. And so you have to be an active participant on our challenge. We always say our challenge, it's challenging for a reason. That's why it's called a challenge. But when you get out of it, you're going to have a really clear idea of how you're going to raise even from 0 to 1 million or 1 million to potentially multiple millions.
Wow. RaiseMoreMoneyChallenge.com, everybody. Whatever, if you're on the treadmill, get off and write this down on your phone, RaiseMoreMoneyChallenge.com, and take the action. Go through, if you've never been through one of these challenges, it can absolutely change your life. And to be able to learn it, like, you ladies could literally probably charge like $25,000, $30,000 just to attend this, and you're actually providing the system in this challenge. Unbelievable. RaiseMoreMoneyChallenge.com. Take action. Ladies, I want to give you the last word to that person out there thinking, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I really want to change my life. Tell them why they can.
It's very simple, guys. Time is going to fly by with or without your consent. So it's a matter of, you're going to look back 5 years from now and you're going to say, like, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Or you're going to say, I actually took that action, these simple steps, and action, and it, that 5 degree of change that you do to your life will have a massive impact on your wealth in the next 5 years. So don't look back in 5 years and come to this podcast and say, man, I should have listened to what Leo said. Just do it now and don't look back.
I mean, we could have been that person where we're like, okay, we're just going to still figuring out. Oh, yeah. No, but instead we decide to take massive action. And then, you know, like, just doing the right thing, let the compound interest do its thing. And, you know, you're going to land to the place where you don't have to trade your time for money anymore. Mm-hmm. You're actually working because you love working.
So powerful. When you stop trading time for money, when Warren Buffett says, when you earn while you sleep, now you've really changed your life. And that's exactly what you ladies are teaching everybody to do. That's it's makemoremoneychallenge.com. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing so much wisdom and a roadmap for success for everyone today.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a great, great time.
I know. Thank you, Leo, for having us. This is so fun.
Are you looking for more seven-figure secrets, content, or even how you can launch your own recession-proof business? Then check out sevenfigures.com. That's the digit 7, figures.com, where we share more videos, stories, strategies, funding solutions, entrepreneurial education, and even the secret business type that's recession-proof. Thank you for listening, and if you're finding value in our podcast, please give us a 5-star and invite others to join the club.